What are some of the other shocking things that people may not know that the USCCB is engaging in? And they're engaging in it all the while purporting to be carrying out the charitable work of Roman Catholic Church.
Well, like I said, you know, when when the USCCB lobbied Congress for all that funding for USAID and PEPFAR, what was really terrible about it was that their director that was in charge of that particular program, a guy named Dr. Stephen Kalecki, he denied that the funding was actually going to contraception. And the excuse that he gave, you have to be very careful with the language they use, because the excuse that he gave was, oh, well, it's okay for us to make this kind of request because, you know, CRS has an exemption clause from the government that permits it to receive these funds without participating in these contraceptive programs. But the response is, no, you asked Congress to take our tax money and apply it to these programs that are distributing all kinds of contraception throughout the world. And you're telling me that the reason it's okay is that, well, you have an exemption. Well, that's fine for you, but what about us? And, you know, finally, he actually had to publicly admit, well, not publicly, it got published by me. he had to admit that, well, yes, they do support condoms and contraception and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's not the most important thing they do. They save lives. And that's the repeated mantra from these people. You know, it's okay for this program, it's okay for that program, because they save lives. And, you know, with regard to the Catholic Relief Services, one of the things that I've researched heavily about them is that over the course of the years, they've been giving tens and hundreds of millions of dollars to organizations that are themselves distributing contraception, performing abortions, performing sterilizations. And when I ask about this, they say, well, but it's a pass-through grant from the government. It's not actually our money, so it's okay. And then when I point out, well, but Catholic Relief Services is participating in this program that is actively distributing contraception. Last year, I did a report, CRS. I found inventory reports showing that CRS had received and distributed 2.25 million units of contraception, including IUDs, including Depo Provera. And I pointed this out, and CRS's response was, well, we can see how it would seem like we did this, but we didn't.